Welcome to another episode of Lyons on Literature with Mary Fran Lyons, who brings her interest in books to us on Real Talk. Welcome, Mary Fran.
Thank you for having me.
What's the book today?
The book today is named Slaves in the Family, and it's by a gentleman by the name of Edward Ball. And it's kind of a big book, but a lot of times I get a hold of a book and I just rip through it because I just get so engrossed in it. This is not a book that you read fast, but it is a book that has a lot in it and is extremely rewarding. So I'll tell you a little bit about John Ball and what he did. So he is the descendant of a South Carolina family that made its fortune, and I think its fortune's pretty much gone at this point, which is why he needed a job and wrote a book. But its fortunes were built on selling slaves. And South Carolina was really the epicenter of the slave trade in North America. And so he made a decision to go back through the records of his family, and he had those available to them because the family was, of course, very impressed with itself and its genealogy and all of this. And he went back and delved into the records and figured out who some of the slaves were, and then concentrated on some of the slaves that would have been the, in most instances, matriarchs or patriarchs in the slave culture. And then he went back and traced where those slaves wound up and where their descendants were. And he went and knocked on the doors of their descendants and said hello and said, oh, this is who I am. Can we talk, to find out how they are doing?
Wow.
And shockingly, in most instances, he was quite well received by the black people. Many people in his family were not very happy about this project upon which he embarked, because it's certainly sort of at least embarrassing and it minimally politically incorrect these days. So he wrote this book about all of this, which is, as I said, long but very rewarding. And then probably the thing that was so intriguing to me is at the end of the book, he writes about going to Africa, Sierra Leone, to talk with some of the blacks who had sold their neighbors and the villagers down the road into slavery in the first place. And his question for them, of course, was, well, why? So he talked with them about why, and economics there, just as here, are major drivers. But one of the most interesting things about this book is, you know, there's no huge plot here that I'm giving away, but you certainly come away from the book realizing that the color of your skin has very little to do with how much badness you may or may not have. Your character is the determinant of how you comport yourself in life. And there's some really, really special people that he calls out in this book.
How many generations back did he have to go among the slave community and his own family?
So I don't know if I read it with that sort of a magnifying glass on the actual generations, but certainly since the Civil War, you could be talking about anywhere from 3 to 6 generations, depending on how early women had children. And there's a lot of people that did not leave the area. You know, slaves sort of, they're kind of like the rest of us. They like to hang around your home. And so there were a number of people who had stayed in the general area, which made it easier for him to track them down.
What kind of questions did he ask these slave descendants?
He asked some questions about what they knew about their past and, of course, how they were doing in life. And really, I think, wanted to have a mature adult discussion with them about the fact that, actually, in some instances, they share common ancestry, because many of the blacks are actually his distant relatives.
Sure.
Hence the name Slaves in the Family. Mm-hmm. They share common ancestors, because so many of the slaves were fathered by masters and white men.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these people that he went to talk to actually were relatives. Not all of them, but many of them were. So common heritage and just reaching out to them.
Fascinating. So what it says is how slavery impacts black families today.
Correct. What do they know? What was it like? There are many stories in Black families that really is oral history that's been passed down from generation to generation about what happened and who did what and where they came from and this sort of thing. Some of it, of course, now with the whole DNA analysis, you know, can be a surprise to people, but yeah. I don't think he got any surprises. He did his homework and he knew who he was talking to and he knew where the intersections were and all of that. And many of the people that he spoke with were sincerely appreciative of him coming to reach out to them to say, you know,
just to get the truth.
Correct. Get mm-hmm. the truth, say it the way it really was, you know, and just lay it out. But not so much as relatives, his white relatives, I should say.
They didn't want the truth. Yeah.
No.
Truth hurts.
No.
Once again, Mary Fran Lyons on literature. The book is Slaves in the Family, and the author is?
Edward Ball.
Edward Ball.
Spelled just the way you would think.
That's Lyons on Literature as part of Real Talk. Thanks for listening.